Today we're building something that sits right in that sweet spot between old-school jungle chaos and modern DJ-friendly D&B structure. So this is not just about making a loop that bangs in the studio. We're making a framework that actually works in a set. That means the drums need personality, the bass needs to answer the break, and the arrangement has to give a DJ clean places to mix in and mix out. Think of the whole lesson like this. The break is the identity, the bass is the pressure, and the arrangement is the control system. If those three things are working together, you get that classic rush without the track turning into a messy loop. We're going to use Ableton Live 12 stock tools, mainly Sampler, Drum Rack, Drum Bus, EQ8, Auto Filter, Saturator, Glue Compressor, Utility, Echo and Resampling. Nothing fancy required, just smart use of the tools. Let's start by setting the project up properly. First, put the tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a solid center point, 172 BPM is a great place to live for this style. Set your grid to 1/16 and open arrangement view right away, because we want to think in phrases from the start, not just in loops. Create tracks for break chop, break layer, sub, res or mid bass, atmos or FX, hits or fills, and then two returns, one for short reverb, one for delay. This track layout matters. In jungle and D&B, every element needs a role. One thing should drive the groove, one thing should hold the weight, and the effect should only step in when you want tension or release. Now choose a break with some real character. An amen break is the obvious classic choice, but funky drummer, think, or any dusty break with strong transients will work too. What matters is that the kick and snare are clear, the ghost notes are there, and the break has enough grit to survive chopping. Load the break into Sampler in slice mode. If the break is clean enough, use transient slicing so Ableton finds the hits for you. If you want more control, slice at 1/16 and edit the slices manually afterward. For more advanced control, use slice to new MIDI track and map everything into a drum rack. That gives you pad level control, which is ideal when you want to layer snares, vary velocity, or build fills from tiny pieces of the break. The important thing here is that you're not just playing a break, you're reassembling it. Now build a 2-bar chop pattern. Do not fill every slot. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. Jungle doesn't feel alive because it's busy all the time. It feels alive because it breathes. Place your core kick and snare anchors first. Then add ghost notes before or after the snare, a few tiny fills at the end of bar 2, and maybe one repeated micro chop that gives the pattern a signature. Work the velocities hard. Main hits can live around 105 to 127. Ghost notes should be much softer, maybe 35 to 70. That contrast is part of what makes the break feel played, rather than pasted onto the grid. Then add swing carefully. Use the groove pool with an MPC-style groove or something similar, and keep the timing amount moderate, somewhere around 20 to 45%. Velocity amount can stay fairly subtle too. The goal is not lazy shuffle. The goal is that forward-leaning jungle pulse, where the beat feels like it's pushing ahead of itself just a little. If the snare feels thin, layer it. Duplicate the snare lane and put in a clean one-shot or another snare slice underneath. High-pass the layer around 180 to 250 Hz so it doesn't muddy the low mids, then add a little presence around 2 to 5 kHz if it needs more crack. Now shape the break. Put drum bus on the break chop track. Keep it subtle at first. Drive around 5 to 15% is usually enough. Crunch can sit low to moderate. Boom should usually stay off or very low unless you need extra low-end kick weight. Then use EQ8 to clean up the obvious problems. Cut anything below about 25 to 35 Hz, notch harshness if the break gets spitty, and dip some mud if the whole thing feels cloudy in the 250 to 450 Hz region. If the break still doesn't hit, don't immediately crush it with compression. Try gentle glue compressor settings instead. Slowish attack, fairly quick release, and just a little gain reduction. We want punch and movement, not flattened transients. This is really important. In jungle, the transient contrast is part of the energy. If you smash that too much, the rhythm stops sprinting. Now let's create a second break layer. Duplicate the break into a break layer track and process it differently. This layer is not the leader. It's the atmosphere, the weight, the glue. Use auto filter, maybe in high pass or band pass mode. Add some saturator with soft clip turned on. A little echo can give it space, and a small amount of reverb on a send can make it feel like it's living in a room instead of sitting in a sterile loop. Here's a very useful advanced move. Resample that break layer. Route the chopped break to an audio track and record 4 or 8 bars of it. Then take that printed audio and re-edit it into new phrases. This is huge for Jungle because once you turn MIDI chops into audio, you get new character from the playback itself. The saturation, the tiny timing quirks, the transient shape, all of that becomes part of the sound. You can then chop that resampled audio into new fill material, intro textures, or turnaround hits. Now let's build the bass. In DNB, the bass should not just sit under the drums. It should answer them. Start with a clean sub. Operator, wavetable, or analog all work. Keep it simple, usually a sine or triangle-based sound. Make it mono with utility. And keep the notes short and controlled. You don't want long sub notes everywhere. Let the bass phrase breathe. A good range for the sub fundamental is somewhere around 40 to 55 Hz, depending on the key. And almost everything below 120 Hz should stay centered. Then create a mid-bass or reslayer. This is where you can add the attitude. Use a detuned sound in wavetable or analog, give it some movement with filter modulation, and high-pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't clash with the sub. Add saturator or overdrive to generate harmonics, because that's what makes the bass readable on smaller speakers and gives it that classic pressure. The key to good jungle bass is call and response. Let the drums talk, then let the bass answer. In the first couple of bars, leave space. Then answer the break with short bass phrases. As the phrase develops, get a little more syncopated, but don't run non-stop. A bass line that never shuts up kills the impact of the break. A really effective strategy is to keep the bass stable for three bars, then change only the last bar. That one little variation could be an octave jump, a pickup note, a short glide, or a quick stutter. Small change, big effect. Now we shape the arrangement like a DJ tool. Think 8-bar and 16-bar blocks from the beginning. Bars 1 to 8 should be a mix-friendly intro. Filtered break fragments, atmosphere, maybe a hint of bass, but nothing too revealing. This section needs to be clean enough for another tune to mix over it. Bars 9 to 16 can start teasing more of the groove. Bring in the bass more clearly, but still hold something back. Bars 17 to 32 is where the full drop lives. This is the main chop framework, the main pressure, the part that says, okay, now we're in it. Bars 33 to 40 can be a breakdown or tension switch. Pull the kick weight out, let the atmosphere breathe, or leave a tail of bass and effects. Bars 41 to 56 is your second drop. Make it heavier, or at least structurally different. Don't just make it louder. Change the pattern, add fills, or alter the bass rhythm so it feels like an escalation. Then finish with an outro that gives the next DJ room to mix out cleanly. Too many people forget this part. A great jungle tune can be hard to use if the intro and outro are too crowded. So keep the first 8 bars restrained and keep the exit zone clear. Now let's add motion. Use automation instead of just stacking more sounds. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the break so the intro opens gradually into the drop. Throw a little reverb on the last snare before a phrase change. Push delay feedback on a selected hit or vocal chop right before a transition. Automate width on atmospheric elements, but keep the bass mono. One classic jungle trick is to mute the main break for half a bar right before the drop, then slam it back in with a fill. That tiny absence creates a huge feeling of impact, because the listener's brain expects the machine to keep going. That tension and release is everything. Now set up a resample print track. Record a 4-bar fragment of the drop, or a fill, or a filtered intro pass. Then cut that recording into reverse snare lifts, stutters, pickup chops, and transition hits. This is one of the best ways to get authentic jungle character, because the resampled audio carries the imprint of the previous processing chain. It sounds lived in. It sounds like a record that's already been through a few systems. And a small but important note. Keep warp off unless you actually need it. For chop drums, you usually want the audio to stay as natural as possible. Now let's talk mix discipline. Put utility on the sub and keep it mono. Check the low end in mono if you can. If the res has stereo width, make sure that width lives above the sub region. Don't let the low end wander around. On the break group, carve space where needed. If the kick and sub are stepping on each other, adjust them so they don't peak in the exact same place. If the snare is harsh, narrow it down with a cut around 4 to 7 kHz. If the hats stab too hard, soften them a little with EQ or transient control. Use spectrum if you need help sealing what's masking what. In dense DNB, headroom is not optional. If the limiter is doing all the personality work, the track is already in trouble. Let's cover a few common mistakes. First, too many chops and not enough groove. If that happens, remove notes instead of adding more. Jungle energy comes from contrast, not constant motion. Second, break and bass fighting in the low end. Mono the sub, High pass the grease, and clean up the brake's mud if needed. Third, overcompression. If the drums lose swing, back off the glue compressor and let the transients breathe. Fourth, no DJ-friendly intro or outro. If the tune can't be mixed in or out, it's not really finished as a DNB record. Fifth, bassline that runs non-stop. Make it answer the break. Use rests. Use pickups. Use bass. Sixth, effects everywhere but no impact. Place your effects at phrase points, not constantly. A few advanced tricks are worth keeping in your pocket. Try slice inversion fills by reversing the order of just two or three slices at the end of every eight bars. It creates surprise without blowing up the groove. Try ghost hit displacement. Move some ghost notes a little early, some a little late. That tiny inconsistency makes the break feel more human and less grid-bound. Try alternating dominance between layers. One phrase can let the backbone carry the groove, while the next phrase lets the chatter or ghost texture take over.